Bill 724 by Senator Dismang concerning possession of a concealed handgun on the premises and on the grounds of a teaching hospital and other locations, and concerning the possession of a concealed handgun at a private university or private college.
You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members, we talked about the amendment ago, that pretty much is the bill now. So at this point, I'd like to take any questions.
Any questions? Anyone want to speak against the bill? Looks like Senator Garner is ready. Senator Garner, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Second Amendment is a fundamental civil right, enumerated both in our state and our federal constitution. It is a God-given right, given to us by our existence on earth, by our Creator. It's in our Bill of Rights at the federal level, in our Declaration of Rights at the state level. And I'm going to vote no on this bill, but I don't want to speak about this bill. I think there's many members who are conflicted when it comes to this bill, and I understand that. You have different interests, different people in your district who want different things. But when it comes to this gun debate at large, when it comes to that fundamental civil right, I see it as simple as this. Fear versus freedom. Now, there's been a large amount of fear I've heard out there in the population about a fellow citizen exercising their civil right. There's this illusion of a safety that comes with the thought that somebody might not have a weapon on them, that they might not carry. But even though we think the laws somehow prevent people from carrying different places, because people are smart, people understand their rights, people know that they have a choice: carry a weapon and break the law, or don't carry a weapon and risk your safety, your family's safety, the people's safety. I will always support giving people the right to choose how they want to defend themselves. There's this idea of this ostrich defense. Well, if you stick your head in the ground and hope bad things don't happen, they won't. But I said this earlier, speaking on a different bill, and it's a reality we have to face. It's a reality I faced overseas. Sometimes there are just bad people who want to do bad things to you. Unless a law-abiding citizen can protect themselves, unless they have that right and that ability, you will never get that bad person to stop unless sometimes you stop them yourself. Every time we pass a bill, every time we take a step in that direction, we hear this Chicken Little, the sky is falling, there will be people on the streets dying. It never happens. It never happens. I've heard this outside voices, this gnashing of teeth. I've heard a group stereotype the women of Arkansas, saying they speak for all mothers across this state. They don't speak for my wife. They don't speak to her who's a mother. They don't speak to her and her right to carry what she does every single day to protect myself, protect herself, protect my six-month-old son. So I'm not going to speak on this bill. I understand we'll have different issues with it, but I want to speak and I want to declare to this body, to the world at large, that we have a fundamental civil right to carry a weapon. That right is one I hold cherish, that I cherish and hold dear. Thank you so much.
Senator Garner, will you take a question from Senator Hendren? You're recognized, Senator.
Senator, let me lawyer out of that question real quick. First, you eloquently put when we first had this debate that sometimes there's a line that has to be drawn. That's decisions we make every single day as a legislative body. We've disagreed minorly on where that line should be drawn in this case. Well, is it commercial or private? I think in that scenario, the risk to safety because of an accidental discharge, depressurizing the plane, would probably be greater than the fundamental civil right that we have. But that definition, that's not an infringement by the Supreme Court and every other body that has come out. You can, but as you well know, Senator, every constitutional right is written differently. The founding fathers and the founders of this state who wrote it in our Constitution specifically designed the words for a specific reason. The right to bear arms is in there specifically put for that word. The right to common defense in the state of Arkansas, we chose the word common defense. We didn't say you have a right to have a gun. We didn't say you had a right to go hunting. We do have that right in our Constitution. There are times whenever other fundamental civil rights can be infringed if they the overexercise of another. I'll admit that.
Senator Colin Smith, you're recognized for a question.
I'll let others discuss that, Senator. If you want to come up here and discuss it, I would absolutely cede my judgment to your expertise and abilities.
Any other questions, Senator Bond?
I'm for people being able to exercise their civil rights. We as a body will deliberate on that, and we'll make that decision today or whether another bill in the future. But I'm always on the side of people having the right to exercise that fundamental civil right enumerated both in our state and federal constitution. Senator, I answered the question. Just because you failed to understand it is a distinction for you.
Any other questions? Senator Garner has spoken against the bill. Would anyone like to speak for the bill? Senator Hutchinson, you're recognized.
Members, I too appreciate the speech given by Senator Garner. And the Second Amendment is a fundamental right, and it is cherished, and it's one of the Bill of Rights. Other Bill of Rights and cherished fundamental rights include the Seventh Amendment, which was pretty much trampled on this session. The First Amendment, which we just had a bill that arguably may or may not, but some would argue it infringes on the First Amendment right. And I'm not here to say that there aren't times when you limit fundamental rights. Justice Scalia, who's probably a hero among all conservatives in District of Columbia versus Heller, which struck down D.C.'s infringements as being too burdensome. He said, though, that like most rights, the right secured by the Second Amendment is not unlimited. It is not a right to keep and carry any weapon whatsoever in any manner whatsoever and for whatever purpose. Justice Scalia, who, quite frankly, is a far better legal scholar than any of us in this room, all of us combined, he acknowledged that there are limits to the Second Amendment. So then the question that Senator Hendren raised is, where do you draw those lines? This chamber, this body, this legislature, this year has expanded gun rights exponentially. It's been the most expansive increase of gun rights in the history of the Arkansas General Assembly. And yet we decided, because 90% of our constituents, if you believe every poll that's been done online or radio phone calls or you look at any poll that's been done, 90% of the Arkansans say, we don't want them at the stadiums. And that's our obligation, people, is to represent our constituents. Not the NRA, as much as I appreciate the organization and as much I appreciate their willingness to work with us this session, that's not our job. Our job is to represent our constituents, and when 90% of them speak loudly and if you've listened to the radio at all the last few days, you'll know they've spoken loudly, then that's our obligation. We have increased gun rights dramatically. So to say we're infringing gun rights this session is laughable. We are carving out some exceptions because 90% of our constituents want to, and that is not only the reasonable thing to do, I think it's our obligation to do it. And so I'll be voting for this, and I hope you do too.
Senator Hutchinson has spoken for the bill. Senator King is recognized to speak against the bill.
Can I have a point of personal privilege really quick?
You're recognized.
I want to apologize publicly to Senator Bond. That last question came out harsher than I did. Whenever you speak to Afghanis in Afghanistan, sometimes you have to bark at them, and that comes out of me in passionate moments. So I want to personally apologize to Senator Bond, to this body. Excuse me.
Thank you, Senator Garner. Senator King.
Thank you, Governor. You know, we talked about, as I said, about the value going slow process, and when you put someone out that they did the opposite of what they just said. But you know what? In 2007 was when the photo ID issue first came up and me and some other people started running it. It's taken 10 years to get that to this process that would be voted on in 2018. A lot of time meeting with people opposed, going through that. I keep saying the value of going slow and getting things right. A lot of mischaracterizations about Second Amendment people like my dad is that they're crazy gun people and everything. My dad was the complete opposite. Lectured us continually, constantly about safety of guns and how to take care of them and when and where they should be used or carried or what they were done. He was this, if you want to talk about a strict gun control person, he was in the way he taught his sons. And that's why when we went to legislation that I worked on in 2011 in the House that failed was allowing churches to be able to make the decision on what their concealed weapon permit carry should be. When I went through that process, I met with people opposed to it that were never going to support it and vote to it. And one of the positive things in 2013, 2 years later, that came out of that process that went through with a lot of meetings and taking care and time to try to get something as right as possible the first time. Especially with something like guns. When I met with some of those people on that issue, they would bring up, and Representative Shepherd, I'll give him credit, he brought it to the table, said, well, some of the churches that were opposed say, I just don't want to put up a sign. You know, Senator King, I disagree with you, but our church does not want to put up a sign. We changed it for people that were never going to support my bill where they didn't have a sign. The original bill changed that back. And I wasn't here that day, but I've made it abundantly clear. I don't pay attention to the NRA. I listen to them, the gun rights people. All these people running around worried about their endorsement. I didn't worry about it. If you want to see the text message between me and some of the NRA people, you would say that I'm definitely not a pawn or a rubber stamp for the NRA. But you know what? The original bill that came through, you might as well talk about these both because they're somehow married together because this is just chasing the other thing that was not handled correctly. So now those churches are going to have to go back and to not have somebody with enhanced carry, I understand, they're going to have to put up a sign up. They don't want it. I wouldn't have voted for that bill. I'd have told the NRA where to go. And now we switch that back. And I talked to Senator Hendren, and I pulled it out there, and I said, Senator Hendren, you're going to get your way. But I said, let's go slow. Sit down and meet with some of us that are opposed to this and see if we can't work together and get this did. Didn't do it. Extracted the bill out of committee. We're going to go ahead. And now we've got this bill chasing it. Folks, I'm going to tell you, I get back the way things are handled, and I'm so dangerous about what has gone on down here consistently. Goes back to the line item veto scheme to get around the Arkansas Constitutional Appropriation Bill. It goes to the Religious Freedom Bill, where a member had a bill basically stolen from them and used without their permission that no one's even heard of. We have consistently gone around the process to get done what some people want to get done, when they want to get it done, how they want to get it done, and to hell with everybody else. We're going to get it done. And it forces people today that I know that people are going to vote for this, and I respect that decision because this is what you've got to vote on today. But this process that we have set and the way this has been handled is an embarrassment to the SEC, is an embarrassment to put the NRA in this situation. It is an embarrassment to put this state in this situation with the way this process has been handled. I hope to God, when it comes to guns in the future, that we start handling things correctly.
Senator King, will you take a question from Senator Flowers? Oh, I'm sorry. Our Senator King has spoken against the bill. Senator Flowers, you're recognized to speak for the bill. You're recognized.
Thank you. I'm going to try to keep myself calm, okay? Now, I respect Senator Garner, but number one, I just want to say, and I just want to speak my piece, and people have to learn to agree to disagree. And I just want to explain to you where I come from. Okay, I've had brothers that went to war, had an uncle that served in the Korean War. My brother went to Vietnam twice, and he's no longer here. He died when I was in the 2013 session down in our damn nursing home and for veterans in Houston. Now, I had a sister that was killed with a gun out of college. I was only 15, turning 16 that damn year. And where I'm from, the God I serve does not tell me that I have a fundamental right to carry a gun. And let me tell you about my brother Thurman that served in the Air Force in Vietnam. And by the way, I know Afghani veterans, and they don't all support this bill and these other bills that we've been passing here, talking about carrying guns in bars where people are drinking. They don't believe that. They are peaceable people, loving people. And the God I serve is a God of love. Just like you sat up in here the other day talking about putting a damn motto that anybody pays for on the "In God We Trust." Well, a sign don't mean a doggone thing to me. It's what's in your heart. And let me tell you about my sister, Frances. She was just 19 years old. And I hope your daughter never has to experience that. But when you go through things like that, and when you sit up and you see what's happening all over this nation, little children in schools being gunned down, teachers being gunned down, people in a church praying, having a Bible meeting, being gunned down, and you might say, well, that wasn't somebody with a concealed carry, but hell, I'm hearing y'all talking about everybody take a damn gun around. I think you're going to agree, we are all going to die. There is something that I believe after this life on earth. Maybe you don't believe that, but the God I serve assures me of that. So whether you got a gun, whether you're going to pull it out and shoot me right now, I don't give a damn. You can do what the hell you want. But let me tell you something. My brother was never the same when he came from Vietnam the first damn time. And the second time he came from there, he came before his tour ended to come to his sister's funeral. So don't tell me about no damn everybody gotta have a gun. Go to hell with your guns. I'm voting for the damn bill. I don't want to.
Senator Flowers has spoken for the bill. Would anyone like to speak against the bill, for the bill? Senator Dismang, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, members. Specifically, this bill addresses the state hospital, UAMS, sporting events, private property, and daycares. And then the public entities that we just named in that, you know, there is a responsibility for us to maintain and make sure that those places are secure for everyone that's going to involve, visit, and be treated at those facilities or enjoy the events at those facilities. This bill helps ensure that security, which I think is important. That was a goal and I think some unity that we had with the NRA when we were debating how to move forward with the bill. With that, I think I'm going to close for the bill and appreciate a good vote.
Senator Dismang has closed for the bill. The question before the Senate is a passage of Senate Bill 724. We have pairs at the desk.
Senator Sample, yes. Senator Rice, no. Senator Standridge, yes. Senator Flippo, no.
Call the roll.
Bledsoe? Bond? Caldwell? Caldwell? Cheatham? Chesterfield? Chesterfield? Clark? Colin Smith? Cooper? Dismang? Eads? Elliott? English? Files? Flippo? No. Flowers?
Yes.
Garner?
No.
Hendren? Hester? Hickey?
Yes.
Hutchison? Ingram? Irvin? Irvin? Johnson? Johnson? King? King? Lindsay? Mallett? Rapert? Rapert? Rice? No. Sample? Yes. Sanders? Standridge? Yes. Stubblefield? Teague? Wallace? Williams? Williams.
Would anyone like to vote who has not voted or change their vote? Chesterfield is aye. Any others? If not, cast up the ballot by a vote of 23 in favor, 7 opposed. Senate Bill 724 passes. Enroll.